I'm John Lemley, glad to have you along for City Cafe. It's been more than 60 years since banjoist Earl Scruggs joined Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys to transform the band with his unique three-finger style of picking, giving the music one of its most distinctive qualities in the process. This weekend, that music, bluegrass, will live on in grand style in Stone Mountain, Georgia, through a music and arts festival. It's one of the budget-friendly events around Metro Atlanta this coming week that we're going to hear about now from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Shane Harrison. Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon to you.
Now, Shane, Stone Mountain's festival this weekend won't feature big bluegrass names like Doc Watson or Ricky Skaggs, but I have a feeling the festival goer won't miss them one bit.
No, because there's lots of music, and there's lots of folk dancing as well. And they'll have plenty of art from many artisans, so it's not just the folk music, it's the folk dancing and the folk art. And there's just so much going on at this festival. It's a really fun day out. And actually, it's 2 days out this year. They've expanded it this year because it's been so successful.
Lest you end up at the wrong venue, there's one key word in the title of this event, Stone Mountain Village.
Yeah, that's right. This is not at Stone Mountain Park. This is in the actual Stone Mountain Village there, which is a great little place if you haven't been there. And this is probably the best time to visit it. There's so much going on. Oh, and I should probably mention that it's free. Of course.
Completely free.
Yeah, it's a free event. So head on down. You know, you'll pay for some incidentals and things like that, but it's a really good deal.
Shane, it's cherry blossom time, not only in our nation's capital, but also in Conyers, Georgia.
Yeah, it's the annual Conyers Cherry Blossom Festival. And this year they're encouraging everyone to dress pink. Of course, after the cherry blossoms, which are this gorgeous pink color, They'll actually have judges walking around judging your costumes. You might get chosen and win a prize. So that's just one of the many things that's going on. Of course, they'll have live music. They'll be celebrating Japanese culture, of course, because many of the cherry trees came from Japan. They were donated to us from the Japanese.
In Japan, actually, the flowers have long symbolized the fleeting nature of beauty and life. So not only a perfect time of year because of the blooming trees, but also spring will be over before we know it. So what a wonderful excuse to get out and enjoy it.
It's a really good deal, too, because the festival itself is free. You'll pay for parking. It's at the Georgia International Horse Park. And that's on Saturday and Sunday. But, you know, the parking is only $5, or you can go ahead and get a 2-day parking pass for $8.
Now, Shane, lest we confuse anyone, the event we're about to discuss has nothing to do with a popular game app.
No, it doesn't. It definitely doesn't. And it's been around longer. The Chicken Raid has been going for many, many years now. It was actually established in honor of Frank Edwards, an Atlanta blues man who has since passed away. He was actually still alive when they first started the Chicken Raid. But this is 2 days of really great blues at the Northside Tavern. If you want to see what the Atlanta blues scene is like, Chicken Raid is your best bet. Of course, the festival itself was started by a guy named Mudcat. He is probably one of the best-known local blues men, and he always plays, so you'll get to see him. There's Beverly Guitar Watkins, who is a terrific guitarist, and there are just tons more coming, and that's happening this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. The ticket prices are $15 for Saturday and just $10 for Sunday, so it's a really great bargain.
Well, Shane, quite a week. Blues, bluegrass, cherry blossoms. It's a shame we can't infuse a little variety in this week's schedule.
Hey, it sounds like spring to me.
It does. Thank you so much for the budget-friendly events.
Well, it was my pleasure.
For more information about anything we've talked about over the past few minutes, head to our website. We're at wabe.org/citycafe. Each item I know. Each item I know. Chicken and leave bone. Pepper chicken and leave bone.